It's time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rastrelli's, another edition of the River City Sports Review. You've got a lot of athletes here tonight, too. Looking forward to that. But we're going to start with Coach Nate Herrig of the Clinton River Kings. Well, Nate, I'm going to have a chance to see your team on Friday. Unfortunately, my grandson is in concussion protocol, but I'm looking forward to seeing the Kings again. Brought you good luck at Cedar Rapids, Washington. Who knows?
Yeah, hopefully you bring us some more good luck here on Friday night. I mean, we got a tough task in Western Butte. They're a very good ball club, very physical up front. They got a good running quarterback, good running back, and they got a very stout defense, so we got to be ready.
Before we get into Western Butte, let's go back to North Scott. Tell us a little bit about that ball game.
We played fairly well. Score didn't indicate. I didn't think it's how well we played. They got us on a couple trick plays. You know, I talked to Tony Stewart after the game and my buddy Sean Girard, and they knew they could kind of get in some of our DBs biting on some stuff. They set some stuff up early, went for some trick plays. They got us, put us down 14-0 right early in the ballgame. We had some nice defensive stands, and then we missed a tackle here at the end of the first half, and that put us down 24-0 at half, and then, you know, played a great third quarter, didn't give up a single point. They punted twice in the third quarter, which I thought was awesome for our guys. And we moved the ball very efficiently in the third quarter. We just didn't punch one in. We were close, but just didn't finish. And that's just kind of how it ended.
You mentioned Tony Stewart, the first-year coach. He's been with the program some time. Talk a little bit about that program that they built at North Scott. Coach Tippett, of course, was there for years.
Yeah, Coach Tippett did a great job. I mean, Tony Stewart, I mean, I've been coaching football here in Clinton 15 years. Tony Stewart's been longer than I have. So, I mean, that's, you know, very similar in our career trajectories, and I guess, and the fact that, you know, he just kind of moved on with what Tippett did, because, you know, it's hard not to do that when Tippett, you know, he could build kind of a powerhouse down there at North Scott. They're very much like the Iowa Hawkeyes, and you know what they're going to get on defense, and you just have to be better than they are. And this past Friday, we were not better than they were.
You know, you talked a little bit about your defensive backs, but Jay Dodd, 4 interceptions. That's an amazing number.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. He's got a great eye for the ball. You know, he's such a big run support player for us as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch a lot of our games, those that, you know, he flies down on the box, he's always willing to stick his nose in there and make a tackle. He does such a great job. He's got a great nose for the ball, and he's a great complement to our linebacking crew. And then, you know, we got Maddox on the other side in the back half that can just, you know, we all know that Maddox can run, and he does the same thing there, and he's not afraid to stick anybody as well.
You know, it is interesting. You know, some kids just kind of have that instinct a little bit about playing the game.
Yeah, and Jay's definitely got that. You know, he made a play today at practice where he rolled down in cover three and just he got our scout team running back pretty good. But, you know, they were very physical today, and they just love to show up and play ball.
Well, that is good to hear, because, I mean, a couple of tough ball games. You got a really tough ball game coming up right now. But how have practices been?
You know, we've shortened them a little bit. We're down to like an hour and a half, hour and 45. But, you know, they're just like today. I told them, you guys have been so physical this week. It's been awesome to see. You know, it's week 8, and they just want to keep hitting and keep playing. And this is a group that they're not a big rah-rah group. They're more of a blue-collar group, and they just show up, and they just love to play football every single day. It's been a lot of fun.
Again, looking forward to doing the ball game. I want to talk a little bit about the line play, because I was looking. I mean, you don't have too many guys going on both sides of the ball in the line.
No, and that's been huge for us this year. That I think it's allowed us to stay a little bit healthy. But our first team offensive line is not none of them start on our defensive line. So our starting defensive line, when we start team offense, they go against each other. So
yeah,
it's almost ones versus one. And the same thing when we go starting defense versus our scout team offense, it's our starting offensive line. So it's, again, ones versus one. So the reps they've gotten have gotten a lot better. So they've been really improved this year.
Talk to a little bit about that point to our listeners, because you played at Northern Iowa, and I'm sure it was one against one there as well. How does it, I mean, they say steel sharpens steel. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's anytime you can put your best against your best, it's better than anything that, you know, unfortunately our scout team guys are not starters. It's as close to game speed as you can get without it being game speed, and it will make you better every single day that you can do that.
So here it is, week 8, one more game. We're going to be at home next week with Davenport West. the seniors starting to feel it a little bit or no?
A little bit. You know, they were kind of talking a little bit about that today. Like, you know, it's kind of crazy to think we only got a couple practices left. I mean, we're down to a handful now. So handful of practices, two games, and like I always tell them, your senior year goes extremely fast. You got to enjoy every single moment of it, you know, and embrace everything from the summer workouts. I mean, it seems like just like yesterday, we were started on June 7th, and here we are. We're in week eight, and it's the door's closing fast.
I know we've talked to you about this in years past, but I mean, football is a unique sport in the fact that you're not going to play this after you take the pads off.
Yeah, I mean, once you're done, unless you go play at the collegiate level,
yeah,
you can play some flag football with your buddies and, you know, or some rec league or something, but it's not the same. You're not practicing plays every single day. You're not going 11-on-11. You're not strapping on the pads, putting on the helmet. It's once it's done, it's done. That's what makes it very unique.
Again, you're going up to Epworth, Western Dubuque. This is a team, I tell you, they have tested themselves. I was looking at their schedule. They opened with Wallard, Xavier. They played Waverly, Shell Rock. They played Decorah out of the district. They had a tough schedule.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. I mean, they're trying to get themselves ready for a deep playoff run, I think. And, you know, they're a stout football team. They're big up front. They're physical up front on both offense and defense. They run the ball very well. You know, if you look at their stats, their quarterback is a run threat. He throws the ball very well. They spread the ball around very well. They go quick tempo on offense, so we got to make sure we're trying to get the guys prepared for that on defense. And then, you know, defensively, they're just going to come up and they're going to line up very similar to North Scott. We just got to make sure that, you know, we can find a crease here and there and hopefully execute at times.
We played up there in 2018. We last played them again in 2019. Coach Penner has been there that time. Looks like he's put together a good program.
Yeah, they've really done some nice things. I mean, they're a top 10 team again this year in the state, and you know, they've made some deep playoff runs, and that district just keeps growing, and they're doing a lot of nice things up there.
Okay, again, I got to get the keys to the game, Coach. I'm sure they're going to be about the same.
Yeah, we got to control the clock. We got to control the clock, control the line of scrimmage, and take care of the football. We can't beat ourselves, like I tell you every single week. Same thing I tell our guys, and we can do that. We're going to be in a ball game.
All right, appreciate the time. We'll see you up at Epworth.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Tell those coaches in the visitors' press box. I'll be there up with them.
All right.
Before I let you go. You were telling me you were talking to Brian Peterson.
Yeah, we talk quite frequently, whether it's via text or on the phone. And, you know, I was just checking in because their season's getting ready to roll, and they open up. I think their third game of the year is up at Northern Iowa, so I'm taking the whole family up there. I think my parents might go up. I talked to his mom. She lives down the street from us, so it's going to be a good time.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. If you're in the market for a new car, it's time to let First Gateway Credit Union put you behind the wheel of your next vehicle. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms. New and used vehicle rates start as low as 5.35% fixed APR. Call 563-243-4121, visit firstgateway.org, or stop by any one of their seven convenient locations. Savings federally insured by NCUA. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject credit approval. Other restrictions may apply.
Hi, it's Sarah at Classic Body Works, Clinton's go-to full-service auto body shop. We've been family-owned and operated for 40 years. Our state-of-the-art facility and certified technicians can repair all makes and models. From potholes to parking lot mishaps, we don't only restore your vehicle, but we also restore your peace of mind. Stop in today for a free collision estimate or call to schedule a wheel alignment or oil change, 563-243-2688. Again, that's 563-243-2688.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli's, talking now with Northeast head coach Alec Anderson. Before we get into a big ball game coming up with NFL Marmac, because I didn't realize, yeah, you might get into the playoffs with a win, Coach.
Yeah, if we win, we're in. I mean, the winner becomes the four seed, just based on the way the district shook out.
That'll be interesting. Talk about the ball game with Beckman. They're a solid squad.
Yeah, they were good. About all you can really say on that. And after talking with Coach Coit, because they had played him early, and that score shocked me too, and he said they're a lot faster than they appear on film, and anything we tried to get to the outside, man, their linebackers flowed well, and then they were big and physical, and it was just one of those nights where you felt like whatever you tried to throw at them, they had the perfect counter to it, and it was a long, short night because they got it to that continuous clock pretty quick.
You know, you bring up an interesting point. I've heard coaches talk about this before. You know, you can watch tape, but when you actually see them in person, it's a little different.
Yeah, I mean, especially when it comes to a scout team trying to run that wing T offense. You know, they can only simulate so much stuff, and they're not as great at hiding the ball and running out fakes. And so then our linebackers can't get good reads on it in game. And so you could see that in our film, that a lot of our linebackers kind of making wrong reads, and then they get out of position, an easy block, and that led to a lot of their big runs and explosive runs.
Now, everybody come out of there healthy?
Pretty much. Our running back, Carson DeBoe, is a little banged up. I'm not sure if we're going to have him for Friday yet or not. But we'll see. He took a helmet to the hip. But other than that, everybody's back. Maxson stepped in at quarterback after Jade took a big shot. We had started Jade at quarterback, and Maxson jumped right in and ripped off a couple big runs and had a couple good throws. So it's good that we have him back, and he's been actually taking those reps at quarterback all week and gaining confidence there.
You know, the bad thing about when somebody gets hurt, it's usually going to affect you on both sides of the ball, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's just one of the things, especially with Carson. He was, you know, running back and linebacker, but then was also our kicker. So it's finding those replacements this week just in case he can't go.
Again, busy with Alec Anderson, head coach at Northeast. So you're hosting MFL Marmac, so that's going to be important. Both teams getting an opportunity to get into the playoffs. So talk about the game.
You know, I think that's the most exciting part is, you know, the rest of the season at this point doesn't matter. It's just win one game and get in. We both beat the same team, Lisbon, pretty handily both sides. Seeing a pretty similar offense to what we saw last week with Beckman. So the whole goal was, as the Beckman game was happening, what adjustments could we make in game to try to slow them down and then bring that to practice this week.
Of course, we got Coach Coit here. They just finished playing them, so you can get a little bit of a read that way.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit last week about it and said some good things that we picked up in on film and just some stuff that we've been watching on how they played them, because we're fairly similar teams size-wise and speed-wise.
Keys to the ball game then, Coach?
The keys to the ball game is we got to stop their two running backs. They got a pretty speedy guy at a wing back and then kind of a power runner at the other wing that they'll run the power and the counter with. So it's going to be really keying in and staying disciplined on our sides, unlike we were last week. So if we can stay disciplined at linebacker and D-line and really just take care of our own assignments, I think we'll be all right there. And then offensively, taking care of the football is going to be big. If you're facing a big run team, they're going to try to milk the clock and stay ahead of the chains. And so we've got to be efficient on offense, ourselves score when we get the ball, and be able to hit open receivers in the secondary.
Looks like the weather's going to be great as well, rain, but maybe not until later in the evening or after midnight. And I know you're going to have a big crowd there.
Yeah, we are. It's going to be a great crowd just for the fact it's got senior night. Like hopefully sending out some seniors in style and getting them a playoff game, as well as we've got our little Rebel cheer night. So there'll be a bunch of little kids there and parents and grandparents there early to watch them. So we're just overall excited for the night.
Well, we'll catch up with you next Wednesday, hopefully about a win and where you're going in the playoffs.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
Community, a word so simple, so human. A word that in itself connects us with one another. At Park Vista, community is created by one thing, the people within it. Community is planting flowers with your neighbor and feeling proud as you watch them grow. Community is telling jokes at dinner and laughing until your belly hurts. Community is uniting together when things get tough. At Park Vista Convention, community is more than just a place. It's a feeling. Call now to schedule your tour. Park Vista, a senior living community in Comanche. Call 563-447-7447.
Custom Pack says good luck to the River Kings and Queens. Custom Pack is currently hiring in all of their manufacturing facilities and is one of the world's largest blow molded parts manufacturers and a leader in advanced blow molding technology. People encounter blow molded products every day, and Custom Pack employees produce products that are used around the world. Custom Pack operates 4 molding facilities in Clinton and DeWitt and offers great wages, advancement opportunities, profit sharing, and a very generous benefits package. Custom Pack supports our communities and is really a great place to work.
Well, it's always a lot of fun to catch up with athletes, and we got a couple of really good ones here. We've got Callum Messerich and Keegan Lee. They are first cousins. They've been playing catch for a long time, and they've continued it. Callan, you grab the microphone, so we'll go ahead and get started with you.
All right.
So, I mean, what's it like to have your first cousin throwing the ball to you?
It's amazing. We've had chemistry for a long time, and it just makes everything so much easier.
Now, you guys have put up video numbered games. I mean, it's amazing. And when we get a little bit later on, I'll let the listeners know what you guys have all done. But you came up, and I talked to you both about this during the break, as freshmen, sophomores playing on the varsity level. So you've been on that varsity level for 4 years.
Yeah.
What's this year like?
It's, you know, we've been around the game for so long. We kind of know what's happening and what's going on, and it just makes the game easier from starting from a young age as a freshman.
So what's it like now to get some success out there on the field and start winning some ball games?
It means a lot. We put in a lot of work, and it just makes, I don't know, it just makes a lot more fun.
So you got a big win over Central Elkader, so you guys are going to get the opportunity to host the playoff game. How important will it be to be home?
It's gonna be good. And I mean, we have the best fans, I think. We have a strong community around us that will show up and support us.
Of course, you not only play offense, I mean, we look at your numbers, but you're playing defense
yep.
as well. Talk about that role on the team.
Yeah, our team, we have a good defense. A couple games, we've had some second-half shutouts and all that, but, yeah, we have a good defense.
So are you primarily in the secondary, or are you a linebacker?
I was secondary, and due to some injuries, I play linebacker now.
You like being a little closer to the line?
Yep, I do. I like the contact.
Let's talk to Keegan now. So, again, you guys are first cousins. So when did it start for you guys playing catch?
We had to be separated at recess because we were so good. The connection was always there, so yeah.
So, I mean, are you kind of like brothers? I mean, there's a little bit of fighting and stuff like that going
yeah,
on, too?
Tensions do get high sometimes, but they always get resolved, so pretty easily.
So, I mean, were you always going to be the quarterback?
As long as I remember, I was always throwing him the ball, and it wasn't the other way around, so yeah.
And now you actually kind of stepped in as a freshman, right, at the
yeah.
quarterback position because
yep.
of an injury, is that right?
I did, yes.
So what was that like?
I was really scared, not going to lie, but my teammates around me, they really encouraged me to do well, and I did.
So how did that help you? I mean, then you stepped in
yeah.
as a sophomore, and so, I mean, you
yeah.
played a lot of games with that position.
Yeah. That really helped me because it really gave me the edge. So, like, I want to get to this next level, and I think that really helped me get the edge.
We know what you can do throwing. Talk a little bit about your running. Do you
yeah.
like to tuck it down and take it sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. The coaches have really trusted me to run the ball a lot more this year. So I really like doing that, too, now.
Do you guys tend to do, like, a read option at all? Or?
We do. We do run a little read option, and that's can be a lot of fun, too.
Pocket passer or roll out?
I'd rather roll out, especially to the right. Rolling out to my right is my favorite.
Okay. So sometimes you guys make, like, eye contact at the line of scrimmage?
We do. We can give each other a look and a little nod, and that's how we know.
So let's throw it over here real quick. Do you break off a route sometimes?
Yes, a lot of times, actually. If Keegan's under pressure, I'll break my route off, and Keegan knows I'll be open there somewhere.
That's good. So you kind of come back to
yep.
the quarterback and
yep.
help him out a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Keegan, do they make you play defense, too?
They do, sadly, but I do enjoy it.
So, I mean, are you like the safety? Are you the
last
guy?
I'm the corner. I got to push the corner.
Okay. So talk a little bit about playing defense. I mean, do you ever come off the field? Do you guys ever come off the field?
No, most of us don't, which that's a big role. They're asking us to do a lot, but I feel like we all can do it, so yeah.
So what has the success been like for you this year?
The success, it's been huge because we have been through the beatings of sophomore and junior year, and so finally to step up to this next level we have, it's been really special.
So you'll close the season at home with Cal Week. But then you're going to get the opportunity to host a playoff game.
Yep.
Talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fans there for the Cal Week game and to host a playoff game. We've played, I think, 3 or 4 games at home now, and the fans have always been crazy. It's always been full. They've been loud, so that's huge.
Great to meet both of you. Continued success. Any plans of continuing athletically in college for either one of you?
I think I might be going to Central College to play some football.
Okay, what about you?
I don't
you gotta
really.
You got to follow him?
I'm not really sure
You're
what
not
I'm going to do yet.
You're not a package deal?
We could be. We could be.
I was going to say the coach might want to bring you both along. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Shop local online at clintonprinting.com. Order from the convenience of your own home. Are you ready to celebrate? Begin with unique graduation, wedding, shower, and all party invitations from Clinton Printing. You can customize one of our templates to your style or create your own unique design. Stop in at Clinton Printing and we can help you design your invitation or shop online at clintonprinting.com. 1402 Roosevelt Street or call us at 242-7895.
9 out of 10 individuals who struggle with nicotine, alcohol, or other drug addictions started using these substances before turning 18. Young people who regularly receive information about the dangers of drugs and alcohol from their parents are up to 50% less likely to engage in substance use compared to those who don't receive such guidance. As a parent, you hold the greatest influence over your child's choices. Start the conversation early and keep it going. Talk. We hear you. This message is brought to you by the Gateway Impact Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli's. Well, we heard from the players. Let's hear from their coach. I talked to both of them. Great guys. First cousins. Been around each other forever. So they talked a little bit about having to play the game on the varsity level as freshmen and now as seniors, how it has changed for them.
Yeah, that's a big jump for them. Looking back at what they were, you know, when they were freshmen and they were going up in practice against, you know, Charlie Simpson and, you know, Hootie Felke and Carson Fegan, and now they're those seniors, and it's really nice to see the progression.
You guys got a big win against Central El Cater. Talk about that game.
That was a really good game. That was hard fought. We were down a few guys, you know, with injuries, so we went into that game with even lower numbers than we usually have. And it was like I said, really, really hard fought, and I'm super proud of the guys, and it was a gutsy win to go up there and get that win and clinch a playoff spot.
I was going to say, that was a big win for you coming off that Edco game, so no hangover from that loss.
No. They luckily were, you know, able to, you know, put that Edco game in the past and learn from it, you know, and not kind of dwell on it and go into Edco, or El Cater, I'm sorry, and get the job done.
And now you're going to close out the regular season with Cal Weed. I would imagine this is a game you're probably going to take care of business in.
That's the plan. I mean, we like to take care of business in any game we go out, no matter who's across from us. Cal Weed comes in with about a 500 record, and that's a good rivalry game for us. I mean, they're probably the closest team that we'll play all year. They get to come to us, and they're not going to roll over, you know, and they're not playing for, you know, their season is done after Friday, and they know that. So they're going to come in, they're going to try to spoil ours, and, you know, for those seniors on that team, that's the last time they'll play, and I'm sure they're going to give it their all, so we got to be prepared for it.
Talk about that program at Cal Weed. They got a first-year coach, but he's been the track coach. He's been there for a while. How has that transition worked for them?
Not bad. I mean, that's a team, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, they weren't winning any games at all. You know, they were going 0-8, and I think even one of the years they've canceled their season,
right?
Because it just wasn't going well for them. So for them, you know, to put up the wins that they are, and beating some teams in our district, that's just a testament to where they've gone and come from.
Okay, so we of course will be visiting with you again next week, and you'll know more. You are definitely in the playoffs, but you're not sure if it's going to be home or it might be on the road.
Yeah, that's still up in the air. There's 10 seeds that are going to make the playoffs, an 8-man. 6 of them are going to host, 4 of them are going to go on the road. So hopefully we're one of those 6, but if we are one of those 4 on the road, it's just business as usual, just with a bus ride before that.
And there is a lot of bus ride because I covered you guys at 1 year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We were up in Gilbertville, Don Bosco.
Gladbrook.
We've been all over the place. Yep. So it is important to get that home game, isn't it?
It's huge. Well, I mean, you were covering us there in 21, and we had those 3 home games, you know, to go to the Dome. And just the difference it makes, you know, where you're on your home field, and we have great fans, a great community for them to be able to come out and support. It's just huge.
All right. As always, appreciate your time. Best of luck. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Gary.
Again, the River City Sports Review brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. Make your savings last beyond summer with a certificate of deposit at First Gateway Credit Union. Open a 6-month CD and earn 3.85% APY, or a 12-month CD and earn 3.90% APY. stop in one of their 7 locations in Comanche, Clinton, DeWitt, Holden, Morrison, Sterling, or Prophetstown for more details. APY is annual percentage yield. Limited time offer. Rate subject to change without notice. $1,000 minimum deposit required. Other rates and terms available. Early withdrawal penalty. Federally insured by the NCUA.
It just makes sense. Today, more and more people are choosing to plan their funerals in advance. We found our families think it makes sense for 3 basic reasons. You can relieve an emotional burden from those you love, you can express your own wishes, and you can relieve the financial burden from those you love as well. This is Mary Rupp. For more pre-planning information, contact me at the Snell's Ordering Funeral Homes and Crematory in Clinton. I can help.
Always a pleasure to have athletes on the program. Coy, go ahead and pick it up there. Coy Pruko, and along with Cooper Small, Central DeWitt football athletes. Coy, talk a little bit about you're in the line on both offense and defense. I mean, do you get spelled at all, or are you out there most of the time?
You know, it gets tiring but at times. But, you know, when you tap your helmet, you know, they get you a break. But, yeah, I just try to sustain my breathing and stamina and, you know, stay out there as long as I can.
I would imagine they probably keep you on the offensive side of the ball. You're probably tapping your hat when you're on defense, right?
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about you're at left tackle.
Yep.
You're protecting your cousin, Hudson, who is the quarterback.
Yep.
So does he say, Coy, come on, you got to protect my backside here?
I mean, honestly, he doesn't say that a lot to the line just because, I mean, I feel like we protect them pretty well. But when he does need to get out of the pocket, he does, and he makes pretty good plays when he does. So.
You guys are able to run and throw the ball. Talk a little bit about the difference of run blocking and pass blocking at Central DeWitt.
Well, run blocking, you got to get under them, drive your feet, use your hands, you know, hand fight, and just drive them with your feet. Pass blocking is more of setting back and kind of keeping your balance and striking when they get near you. And, yeah, just to stay in your block.
So your left tackle on offense, on defense, are you on the defensive end, or have they got you in the interior of that defensive line?
Well, they've been moving me around lately. I've been usually at defensive end, but they've been moving me to three-tech, and, I mean, I've been kind of doing the same thing.
So, I mean, being an offensive lineman and then going over to the defensive side, does that help you a little bit? I mean, the tendencies, what the offensive guy's going to be doing in the line?
Yes and no. I can kind of see, like, what the offensive line is doing. And, like, with other teams, their offensive line plays D-line, too, so you can kind of see it that way, too.
Mm-hmm. Final question for you. I mean, you guys suffered through a one-win season last year. What's it like this year?
I would say the wins are a lot better, a lot funner. And in practice, you work harder almost because you want to win more, and you just don't want to lose like last year.
All right, Coy, thank you so much. Let's throw the microphone over here. Cooper Small, you get now. Do you run behind this guy very often, Cooper?
I run behind Coy a lot. It's great.
What's that like?
It's awesome. You know, Mount Vernon, the holes were huge. Just hit them hard, and it's awesome.
So do you get kind of a read? I mean, if he's taking his guy one way or the other way, you can just kind of follow that?
I read his hips all the time and pick the hole and go.
Talk about that running back position. Has that always been your position?
Yeah, I've pretty much been a running back since, like, fifth grade, so I'm comfortable there and I know what I'm doing, but, yeah.
What do you like about being a running back?
I love getting the ball and scoring touchdowns.
Do you run between tackles or do you like going to the outside?
I love bouncing it outside.
Okay. So what's it like to run between the tackles?
I'm a little undersized, so it hurts here and there taking a hit, but I do like running people over at the same time, so it's fun.
It is a good balanced offense that you guys have put together.
For sure.
So how much does that help you as a running back?
It helps a ton, you know. We try to establish the running game, and but it helps having a good passing game, too. If I need a breather, we can chuck the ball deep and score on passing or run play, so it always works.
That was a big win for you guys over Mount Vernon. I mean, you kind of put yourself possibly in a playoff picture. What was that game like to win?
It was a great feeling. Linemen executed. We did great. Both sides of the ball, we had playmakers making plays. Great energy the entire game, and just never got too high, never got too low. We just had great mindset going into that game, and it, things went our way, so it was really good.
I believe the last time Central DeWitt played Mount Vernon, it was in a playoff game.
Yeah.
And it was a game you guys could have won.
Mm-hmm.
It was
it was
a good ball game, so it was good to get a win against them. So now you got your rival Maquoketa,
uh-huh.
and then you close out with CPU. Those are going to be two big ball games.
Yep. You know, coming off last year, losing to Maquoketa on our homecoming game, we're playing for grit this game. So we definitely got a lot going into Maquoketa and CPU off of last year. But
so you want to go up to Maquoketa and ruin their senior night?
Yeah, we definitely do.
All right, hey, appreciate both of you. Best of luck. Get those two wins. That'll be great
Thank
to see you guys in the playoffs.
Yep.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review. Make yourself at home with a mortgage from First Gateway Credit Union. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to refinance, they're here to help. Rates start as low as 5.473% APR. Savings federally insured by NCUA. First Gateway Credit Union is an equal housing lender. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Member NCUA. Welcome back, everyone, to Ristrelli's. Well, I've talked to this gentleman before a number of times on this program. I think he's coached about every sport out of Central DeWitt. Are there any sports you have not coached?
Well, there's
a wrestling, maybe?
There's a few. Girls wrestling is new. I haven't had a chance to jump in there, but Coach Grell might have me down the road. No volleyball, no cross country.
But everything else.
Outside of that, I think
you've
I've got my
all
bases
the boxes
covered
there,
through
you.
The years here in Comanche and now at Central DeWitt, for sure.
What's it like watching your son play?
It's one of the most rewarding, satisfying experiences of my life. I wasn't a football player, so I truly get to live through him, and it's probably why he's so good, because I wasn't able to tell him what to do and how to do it like the other sports. But you know, more importantly, watching this group of kids, Cooper and I, our journey started in third grade. We went down to the Bettendorf youth football program with Ryan Paulson, and then we started a DeWitt team in fifth and sixth, and Coy and so many seniors and current juniors were part of that team, and they were as salty then as they are now. But it's really, really rewarding to see what this football program's doing to these young men, as far as not only on the football field, but in the classroom and as leaders in our community. And that's really the story. Some people don't get to see. We're coming off a huge win, as you may know, knocked off at number four, Mount Vernon, and you wouldn't know it. And Coach Waterbury's the reason that is. We're trying to remain the same whether we win or lose, and we know we got things to focus on, and so these kids have totally bought in coming off a season like last year, hit the weight room. The coaches have put more time than any program that I've seen, as far as watching film, book studies, volunteerism, and the kids feel good about it. And so it's compounding in its effect, as far as what Coach Waterbury's program and the coaches are emphasizing, and then the kids realizing they have such power to really maybe establish the foundation of what we want to get done in the next few years. And our numbers are good. And so there's a lot of enthusiasm right now. So I appreciate the question. It's been awesome watching this.
Well, that is great. Because I know visiting with Coach Waterbury, you know, the fact last year he defeated Clinton and unable to get a win the rest of the year, but he said kids continued to be very positive when it came to practice.
I do not recall us having a really poor practice for the past month, 2 months. When we took a couple tough losses against Assumption and Waller, there was no time to wallow. And once again, we're really focused on ourselves. You know, we know we play Maquoketa this week, but a lot of the conversation is we are playing ourselves. And if we can look in the mirror after the game is over and say we did a good job, I think we're going to be really happy with our results moving forward over the next 2 weeks.
You know, it's great what you guys have been able to do, and to get that win against Mount Vernon, you set up yourself really well to get into the playoffs, and that would be great after last year.
We have. You know, it sounds weird. We're 5-2, but we're 1-2 in our district.
Yeah.
And there's some hammers in our team, and we're not overlooking anyone. The boys probably talked about last year. They can remember our Maquoketa loss, and I think the majority of our team So I don't believe we'll be overlooking anyone this coming week, and we shouldn't, and we know that. But we're just really focused on ourselves and improving what we can, and then also, celebrating our successes and what we're doing well, because we have a hell of a pass game, running game. Our O-line and D-line have stepped up. I mean, we have kids stepping up. And lastly, these kids love playing for each other. I mean, if you want to come watch a team that's playing for each other, good things happen when that's the case.
Appreciate your time. Best of luck to the Sabres in these last two ball games, Coach.
Hey, we'll take it.
So, and finally, what are your responsibilities as a football coach?
Well, if you ask the kids, I'm really good at getting pizza after games. The water is always full, and the equipment's well taken care of. So, I'm a jack of, of all trades on the football sideline.
Appreciate it. Thanks. So much. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
At Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, we don't just talk about success, we deliver it. Hear it straight from our students.
Eastern Iowa Community Colleges was the right fit with their close location, established transfer programs, and student support.
EICC has close ties with local employers. I made connections and landed a job immediately after finishing my classes.
EICC helped me, a nervous and unsure first-generation student, thrive in a college environment.
I used to feel anxious about the future. Not anymore.
Thanks to EICC, I can chase my dreams. Their success story started with a single step. Yours can too. Apply now at EICC.edu.
Circlebaugh Home Appliances in downtown Clinton is holding a back-to-school sale with great laundry deals. As your wash load increases, see Circlebaugh's for fine-quality laundry pairs from LG, Maytag, and Speed Queen. For your other appliance needs, Circlebaugh's features name brands like Whirlpool, Amana, Frigidaire, and KitchenAid. Back-to-school savings on laundry pairs now at Circlebaugh Home Appliances, 225 Fifth Avenue South. And you can always visit circlebaughs.com.
Always a lot of fun to have athletes on the program. We're not talking to football players. We're talking to some smart kids. They play golf instead. We're going to start with Jacob Voss. He's a senior at Fulton. Jacob, congratulations. You guys went to state. You finished second as a team. You were in the top 10. Talk about your experience at the state.
Just being there 3 years in a row and then coming back this year knowing that, the goal is to win. Obviously, we came up a little bit short, but being runner-up, just bringing home hardware in a small town like that is always something nice to be able to accomplish.
So now, have you always played on the same course every year at state, or do they move you around?
It's been the same every year, yep.
So what's it like to go back for your third year at this course?
Yeah, you just kind of know what to expect. I mean, it's the same every year. I mean, it definitely plays. It gets tougher and tougher each year, but once you keep playing it more, you'll get more, know the course more, know the secret routes or if there are anything, and kind of just know how to play it.
So golf is such a mental game as well as a physical game. Are you mentally tough out on the course?
I try to be most of the time. And sometimes you're going to have down moments, but like you said, being mentally tough, that's one of the most important things in golf.
What are your strengths to your game? And you were telling me during the break you're going on to play college. So what are some of the things you're going to need to work on?
Definitely going to need to work on my longer irons because you get to play more farther back distance in college. And just being able to control your golf ball more, hitting those longer shots is definitely an advantage.
What about the strengths to your game?
I'd probably say my short game has been pretty good this year. Just being able to having that like 50-yard shot, especially at our home course, since you live there, those 50-yard shots, a lot of pitch and putts.
Yes, it is. Getting busy with Jacob Voss. So you're going to be playing collegiately. Talk about that.
You don't see a lot of guys go playing collegiate, so being able to go play there is definitely something I'm proud of and looking forward to. I mean, it's going to be really fun 2 years and then hopefully more after that.
So you're going on to a junior college then?
Yep.
Okay, where at?
Illinois Central College in East Peoria.
Okay, how'd that come about?
I sent some email to this coach, and then he emailed me back, said he watched me play at state last year, and then I played. He runs a summer tour, so I played in a couple of his tournaments in the summer, liked what I had to offer, and gave me a chance to play.
You, of course, play in the fall, so, I mean, you're playing golf in the spring, you're playing over the summer. How much of an advantage is it to have that season end in the fall?
I think I think you get better weather, especially earlier in the year, because in the spring, you never know, it can be, you could be playing in 30 degree weather in March. You just never know what to expect. But in the fall, you can expect to have definitely a lot better weather earlier in the year.
And finally, just one final question for you. Your takeaway from being able to go to state for 3 years.
It's definitely something to be proud of. I mean, it's a big accomplishment. Don't see a lot of kids do that for 3 years. So definitely proud of myself for being able to do that.
Congratulations. Best of luck in college.
Thank you.
Let's talk now to Owen. Now, you've been to state 3 years in a row, but you're going to get an opportunity as a senior. What's it been like in your 3 years so far?
You know, it's been special, especially being to state all 3 years of my high school career so far. It feels great, to be honest. And all three of those teams, we're always great friends. And just bringing home hardware 2 years in a row, it feels great.
So talk a little bit about being at that same course as I did with Jacob for 3 years in a row.
You know, kind of what Jacob said, you know what to expect, and, you know, you just know the conditions that will most likely be out there. Like, it's always windy, it's always going to be a challenge, it's always cold down there later in the year, so you just got to, you know, use your experience and get that job done.
What was this season like? I mean, you guys put together some big wins and invitationals, did very well in the conference. What was it like going into these events?
So I think we had a little more of like pressure on us for coming from last year, being second at state as well. That we always had a chip on our shoulder that people was going to come after us. And, you know, I think that with that pressure, I think it came with that we needed to work harder and, get jobs done and win some tournaments.
Okay. Again, you've been playing. When did you get started playing golf? Like two or three or what?
Yeah, probably around there, yeah.
So what are the strengths to your game?
I would have to say probably my driver or just hitting some wedges, because that's all you do at Fulton Country Club, so.
That's true, you just ventured
yeah.
That. So what about your putting? How's that? Do you read your own putts or does Dad step in and help?
No, you can't have coaches read your putts.
Okay.
So, putting, it's on and off, you know. If you're hot with the putter, it's a different feeling, and then your putter can also be ice cold. So
now, of course, you guys were pretty much senior dominated this year. You and there was another underclassman, I believe.
Yep.
So what's coming up? How are you guys going to be able to get back to state 4 years in a row, Owen?
We have some kids kind of coming up. Some kids were some alternates this year that were underclassmen, and they've seen what we had to do to come to state 2 years in a row, and I think they're determined to work hard in the summer, and all these kids just want to succeed like we have the last 2 years, and so I think that if these kids work hard, I think we have a good chance next year.
And a final question, I would imagine a goal for you is to be a state champion.
Yeah, that's the goal, I think. Just coming in top five the last 2 years, it's really wanted me to become the state champion my senior year.
Do you know who the competition's going to be? Were there some guys in your class or under out there?
Yeah, there's like a few guys in my class, but I think there's a pretty good chance I could be a state champ.
Okay, this just kind of popped into my head. Last week I had Max Freshley and Lawson Pronian from Central DeWitt. They, of course, were at the state tournament. Do you run into these other guys at tournaments over the summer?
Yeah, we do. I play with Max and Lawson, actually, during the summer, and we run into those big Iowa schools all the time, because we'll be playing over in the Quad Cities or something like that. And, yeah, and we also did play with them at TBC Durant, and so, yeah, we had good relationships just by playing summer tournaments with those bigger schools.
Talk a little bit about that, Jacob. What's it like, I mean, getting together with some of the Iowa guys?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what all our summer tournaments, a lot of them we play are through, it's called, like, the Iowa PGA, so it's all those big schools, big Iowa kids, you know, it's just great competition because those Iowa kids, some of those guys are really, really good. So just being able to play against them, having the more competition is definitely a challenge.
Well, it's definitely worked out for you. There's no doubt about that. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, back to wrap things up. Now wrap things up. Talk a little more football in the River City Sports Review.
This school year, the First Gateway Credit Union Foundation is making sure every student at Comanche Elementary starts off on the right foot, literally. Through their Credit Union Kicks program, every child will receive a brand new pair of tennis shoes and socks, no strings attached. Just smiles, confidence, and happy feet ready to run, jump, and learn. Like their Facebook page at facebook.com/FirstGatewayCU to follow the Credit Union Kicks journey and see all the bright, happy faces on delivery day. Every step matters. Every child counts.
Fall into financial wellness with Citizens First Bank. Picture your money in motion happening every day with our easy-to-use digital tools. From mobile check deposits to smart card controls and live chat support, it's there when you need it. We're here to help you stay on track with your financial plans. Get started today at gocfb.bank. Citizens First Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Ristrelli. He's going to talk a little football now with Dustin Coy. You got a big ball coming up, but before we get into that, tell us about that Lisbon ball game.
Yeah, we I came in a little, you know, a little nervous as always, but we were able to defensively. We played really well. We gave up a late touchdown with like 10-15 seconds left in the game, but and held them to a field goal throughout. And we were able to establish the run pretty well on Friday night. Tyson Graves ran for over 130 yards. Ty Stone had close to 100 yards rushing. And that was nice to see. As we've done 2 weeks in a row, we really ran the ball really well. Our linemen are starting to figure things out, and our backs are starting to see the holes and hit the holes hard. And we were able to take care of what we needed to do.
How important is that to be able to get that running game going? Because I know Charlie can, you know, certainly chuck the ball, but to get a running game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's huge because we were pretty one-dimensional for a while there this season, and people were able to kind of tee off on and blitz us a lot, and it was struggled picking it up sometimes. And establishing that run helps obviously open up that pass game, and we don't have to use our pass game to set up the run. Now we can do it the opposite way. So yeah, that's very nice that we have that going.
Speaking of the running game, you snuck a lineman into the end zone.
We did. So we ran it was actually a backwards pass. Charlie rolls out to the right, and then Braden Davis is our left tackle, and he kind of just blocks for a second, then runs backwards, and he throws it behind and catches it. And he had a 9-yard. Counted as a rushing touchdown, but he caught it. Actually trucked the guy to get to the end zone, and it was pretty cool scene. Good for Braden for doing that.
So what did Dad think about that? Because I covered Josh in basketball.
Yeah.
He was never a football player.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see his reaction in the crowd, but he was. I saw him after the game. And he's like, I can't believe that. He's like, this is crazy. He said, he goes, Braden's been trying to get the ball his whole life, and he goes, and I would. Every time he touched it, he would, like, score when he was a little kid or something like that. So, yeah, just a good moment. It was senior night, so that's cool for him, too, as a senior. And, yeah, everybody was pretty excited about that.
Okay, now, as a coach, I would imagine you probably always have kids coming up to you wanting the ball. So what is that like?
Well, yeah, especially linemen, you know. They're always like, well, when do I get to run the ball? Or, what, you know, I'm blocking for these guys. Why can't I get it? And, sometimes we do have that in. We had a design run thing for Ollie Fuller, too, and he showed why he's not a running back, too, you know? So, like, you just stay on the line, bud. But, yeah, they always got something, or they always think they need to put in something for themselves, yeah.
Well, I know you coach basketball. It always seems like, you know, the guards want to go down low and the centers want to shoot outside shots.
Yeah, they want to do something they're not good at, right?
Hey, we got to talk about this ball game coming up. You're going to Cascade. Both schools sitting at 3-1 in the district. It looks like you're both going to get into the playoffs,
yep.
But a 2-seed would be so much better than a 3-seed.
Yes, I would much rather play a home playoff game if when we get that 2-seed. Yeah, this is a big game on film and even on paper with their scores with the similar opponents. We're pretty much spot on identical wise, and I think it's going to be a good matchup. I think we both match up well with each other, and I think it's going to come down to who's executing the best and going from there.
So what's it been like this week in practice? I would imagine the players realize what's at stake.
Yeah, they absolutely know. We talked about it, and I mean, we've had pretty good practices. Today it wasn't one of our better ones, but it wasn't one of our worst ones, you know. So, but they know what's at stake. They know what's at hand here, and they've been pretty focused, and they're paying attention to detail of what we have to do defensively, offensively, and getting ready to go.
Any concern at all in the fact that you have to go on the road?
Maybe a little bit. We haven't played great on the road. I mean, we played a undefeated Bellevue team, 42-35 on the road, and our other two road games weren't great, but Beckman is a top 10 team in the state, and so is West Branch. So we had tough competition. We just have to kind of find our focus, you know, even on the bus ride, because I know sometimes they may not be thinking about the game, so we got to make sure we're all locked in, ready to go on Friday night.
So now you're definitely are in the playoffs, and any idea how it would line up with that other district, or are they pretty much up in flux too?
I think, well, so who knows? Yeah. Honestly, the state kind of has a mind of their own when it comes to that.
Do you know what district you're lined up with?
They don't even tell us that. Wow. So there's been years in the past where, like, two of our teams in our district went to, like, District 4, and the other two teams went to the other district. So it's not going to be aligned that way.
Okay.
The one district with, like, Durant, Regina, Sigourney, Keota, I'm thinking that's probably closest geographically. But then there's also, like, Columbus Catholic, Union Community. So I'm not real sure how we go north, maybe. So who knows, honestly. So we'll see what happens. And whoever they sign us, that's who we'll prepare for.
Well, best of luck. And finally, as you pointed out, looks like your two teams match up pretty well. So keys to this ball game, correct?
Yeah, they got a really good quarterback. He's thrown for 25 touchdowns, only two interceptions. Gets the ball out really quick. He really looks at his first read, and if he doesn't have that, he kind of sometimes panics a little bit. So we have to make sure that we're in the right spot in our pass coverage. We've been working really hard on getting to our drops as linebackers and even our DBs this week, and identifying their pass concepts and making sure we're in the right spot and maybe be able to take a pick and things like that.
Looking forward to visiting with you next week. Best of luck on Friday, Coach.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the three underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton.
Doesn't it feel like the older we get, the quicker time goes by? Packing lunches for our kids turns into seeing them off to college or moving out on their own and watching their lives journey. An empty nest provides us time to reflect and plan. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Homes. I would be honored to meet with you and discuss your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral eliminates the financial burden on your family and ensures your final wishes are carried out in a professional and dignified manner. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes.
242-2626. Well, we brought in the left-hander. We're going to wrap things up with Patrick Lower. Patrick, back-to-back wins. Got to be feeling good about the kids.
Absolutely. Our kids, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago when we were 0-5 and had gone through a very tough schedule, and I kind of talked about how I don't know how our kids were going to react, but they reacted the right way. They really got to work in practice the last couple of weeks. We've had a lot of success offensively and defensively and just playing well, and it feels really good these last couple of weeks, kind of reminiscent of years past. So, you know, it's a good feeling for our kids, and hopefully we can keep things rolling this week.
High-scoring game, 56-40. Sounded like one of those eight-player games, Coach.
Yeah, it was a very high-scoring game. And it was funny because within the first, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes of the game, you could just tell it was going to be one of those games where their offense was pretty good and we didn't do a real good job of tackling. And then our offense was pretty solid as well. And I felt pretty comfortable offensively that we were going to be able to do that all night. We were hoping to get a few more stops than we did, but you know, I saw a little panic in our kids early, kind of like, hey, we thought we were going to take care of these guys. It's like, hey, sometimes this happens, and you just have to take advantage of an opportunity if they put the ball on the ground or if it's third and long, get them off the field. And we were able to do that shortly, shortly thereafter, they put the ball on the ground and we got it and kind of got that two-score cushion. And then right before half, we scored, got the ball to start the second half. So felt comfortable, but yet we still were giving up points.
You know, you bring up something very interesting. There's nothing more scary for a team going into a game for a coach to think that these guys think they're going to win this game.
That's exactly right. And you know, you would think with some of the scores we've had and some of the competition we've played, you wouldn't have that. But our kids, they know, you know, they know the record of the other team and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you have to play each and every game, and you just never know. I mean, we've gone down to Rockridge before where they were ranked third in the state, and they were, you know, 3-0, and we're 0-3, and we went and beat them by 30 points, and you just never know. So, you know, our kids, and it's all about matchups. Dupec, who's a 3A football team, I think ranked fifth in the state right now, we were 21-21 with them in the fourth quarter this year. So you just never know, and you just got to keep fighting. And that's what our kids did a nice job of. When we had a mistake on defense and gave up a score, we came right back and kept fighting.
So you get to play for the Wooden Shoe Bowl. You're going over to Morrison.
Yeah, and it should be a really good game. You know, you know, a lot of people say that we've had a very tough schedule, and we have. But I think Morrison's had just as tough, if not tougher, because they've already played Galena, and we haven't yet. And they followed us, so everybody we played, they played the next week. They're sitting at 1-6, and they've had a rough go at it. They've got some real good athletes over there with some really good team speed. Schematically, we feel pretty comfortable with what they're going to do. We just have to stop it. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, keeps you up at night with the type of speed that they have. You know, are we going to be able to contain it? We also, you know, going into this game, we know and we've told them we're going to give up some points. We're going to give up some yards because these guys are very good athletically and very fast. Just understand that. Don't get all upset if you give up a big play. Just get back in that huddle and do it again and just keep fighting. And, you know, hopefully if we have that mindset and just kind of erase the next play and move on, we should be okay. But you never know. This team's, again, a rivalry game. You never know what's going to happen, that's for sure.
And, of course, catch up with you next week. But I would imagine you would love to see another 4-5 season and then build upon what you've got coming up.
Yeah, exactly. You want to win every game you can, and, you know, we really feel that these last two games we have a shot at, and we have a shot at, if we play well, to win both of them. But, again, like we keep saying, you just never know. But, you know, our JV team is doing fairly well, and we've got, I would say, 4 or 5 of those guys playing. If they're not playing full-time varsity, they're playing a lot of varsity, not getting much time at the JV level because of that. But they're having a good season on their own without those guys. And hopefully, like you said, we have a good offseason and we get hit the ground running next year.
I know you touched upon it, but what's it going to take Friday at Morrison?
We have to play really good team defense. We've got to really corral and run to the football and make sure that we are in front of our guys and don't let them get behind us with the team speed that they have. And then, you know, offensively, we got to hang on the football and do our thing, but just maintain good ball control type of offense, even though we're a no-huddle up-tempo team. Be smart with that, you know, and if we need to drain the clock, and hopefully get out of there with a win. And the wooden shoe.
Yeah. Coach, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Back to wrap things up on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
If you're in the market for a new car, it's time to let First Gateway Credit Union put you behind the wheel of your next vehicle. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms. New and used vehicle rates start as low as 5.35% fixed APR. Call 563-243-4121, visit firstgateway.org, or stop by any one of their 7 convenient locations. Savings federally insured by NCUA. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject credit approval. Other restrictions may apply.
Winter's coming fast. Are you and your car ready? At Tandem Tire, we've been keeping drivers safe for over 40 years. And this season, we've got you covered. From snow tires and tire rotations, battery checks, brake inspections, and full-service oil changes, we'll make sure your vehicle is winter-ready. Plus, take advantage of special manufacturer rebates of select tires going on right now. Don't wait until the first snow. Stop in today at Tandem Tire. Call us or book online and drive into winter with confidence. At Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
Did you know if you throw a TV, computer, or other electronic item in the trash, you could be harming your environment?
e-waste or electronic equipment that is no longer wanted or needed contains hazardous materials. E-waste accounts for large amounts of lead and heavy metals found in landfills. Don't pitch it. Recycle it. Bring it to the Clinton County Area Solid Waste Agency and dispose of it properly. A small fee is charged for some items and others are disposed of for free. Call 243-4749 or go to ccaswa.com for more information.
Take advantage of the fall savings at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center. Save on GE washers, dryers, refrigerators, ranges, and microwaves. Save on Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, along with Speed Queen washers and dryers. Don't forget their lowest prices on the area's largest selection of recliners and lift chairs. Hurry to Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center in Clinton and Sterling. With better prices and better service than the big box stores, you can't go wrong.
Well, our thanks to all the coaches for stopping by, and certainly the athletes enjoyed visiting with them. Of course, we had Galen Messerich and Keegan Lee. I talked earlier about what the numbers these folks have put up. Keegan Lee, the quarterback for Easton Valley this season, over 1,700 yards, 27 touchdowns in his career, 6,119 yards, and 90 touchdown passes. His cousin, Callan Messerich, who he's throwing to this season, 56 receptions, 982 yards, and 14 touchdowns. Career numbers, 192 catches, 3,616 yards, and 53 touchdowns. We got more football coming up, of course, tomorrow. The NFL, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Friday, I will be covering the River Kings for you at Western Dubuque. I know we've had, of course, Eric Schweizer on the home games, Robert Bertram on the road games, but unfortunately my grandson at Solon is in concussion protocol right now, so he will not be playing on Friday. So I will be traveling with the River Kings up to Epworth and Western Dubuque. Saturday, Iowa and Penn State. That'll be a 4 o'clock pregame, a 6 o'clock kick. And then on Monday, we got a Monday night doubleheader for you. It'll be Tampa Bay at Detroit. Our coverage begins at 5. And then Houston at Seattle, our coverage to follow after the Buccaneers and the Lions. Certainly our thanks to the folks here at Rastrelli's. What a great job they do of hosting the program every Wednesday, now in our 40th season. KROS Sports, produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Dennerman, thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Dennerman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports Station.